IEDs that did not detonate during the New Orleans terror attack. These were turned up during a search of the suspect's Houston home. This is ABC News.
Now there's news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Democrat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin sworn in for a third term on Friday. She says fighting the opioid crisis continues to be a priority. The deaths of three people in New Lisbon, now classified as a homicide investigation. A woman identified as 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba found dead Monday, along with two girls ages 12 and 13. 47-year-old Virgil Thew identified as a person of interest in those deaths. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old Madison girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in December. 20-year-old Alexander Paffendorf did not elaborate on his role. A judge in San Diego kept an order in place to confiscate Paffendorf's guns and ammunition until April 4th. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. Decent amount of sunshine, though. A high near 17 today. Wind chill values around 10 below. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 3. On Sunday, a high near 18. Wind chills near 0. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature, 4 degrees.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Baby I Love You with the Ronettes. 4 minutes after 7 on your cold Saturday morning, 4 degrees, as we're looking today for a high, maybe in the upper teens, around 17 or 18. We will see some sunshine, though, today, so it may look warmer, but it probably won't feel warmer. If you're outside this morning, make sure that you're bundled up, maybe an extra cup of coffee, hot chocolate, Whatever it is to get you warm this morning, that is what you're going to need. And if you need some music to help warm you up, that's what I'm here for. All you have to do is give me a text or a call, 608-355-9970. See what I can play for you from the 60s and 70s this morning, like some Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Heaven knows that is Donna Summer. 12 minutes after 7, you want to get a song request in, 608-355-9970. And Valerie on the farm says it's a very cold as she was feeding the calves this morning, so she needs to warm up with some raspberries and go all the way on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
Go on.
the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM, The Supremes, and Back in My Arms Again. Before that, it was Connie Francis, that lipstick around your collar. Didn't there used to be a TV commercial about the ring around your collar and lipstick and that fun and stuff? It is 7:21 with Kevin Kellogg. Coming up in sports, the Packers and the Bears coming up on Sunday in NFL football. Badger men basketball with a big win last night. And we'll run down high school basketball scores coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Max FM Sports.
Looking at high school basketball scores from last night in a game heard right here on 99.7. Max FM, Baraboo defeated Reedsburg 49-44. It was Sauk Prairie over Portage 77-37. And Wisconsin Dells defeated Westfield 63-46. Girls action today. Baraboo travels to Portage for a 1:30 game. Sauk Prairie travels to Edgewood for a 2:30 game. McFarland travels to Reedsburg for a 2 o'clock game. And Wisconsin Dells will be at Altoona for a 3 o'clock game this afternoon.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college hockey, where both the Wisconsin men's and women's teams tonight will play in Wrigley Field as part of the Frozen Confines series. Men's head coach Mike Hastings says it's different playing outdoors, but you can't get overwhelmed in that atmosphere.
You just manage it. Try not to make it anything other than that's a little bit different. At the end of the day, it's hockey, and the other team's playing on the same sheet we're playing on. The wind's going to be blowing, my guess, on their bench just like it's on our bench. So for us to just focus on going back of what the game is, and the guys, that's their environment. They're pretty good at that.
The Badger women will take on Ohio State in the opener at 4:30, with the men in the nightcap taking on top-ranked Michigan State at 8. On the men's college basketball from the scoreboard last night, 8th-ranked Marquette picked up a hard-fought 79-71 victory over Creighton. The Wisconsin Badgers exploded for a 116-85 victory over the Iowa Hawkeyes. On the college basketball schedule today, Wisconsin-Milwaukee's on the road at Detroit. Wisconsin-Green Bay travels to Northern Kentucky. To football, where the Green Bay Packers finish out the regular season playing host to the Chicago Bears tomorrow. The key for head coach Matt LaFleur is having a good performance as they look forward into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think every time you go out on the field, it's about you playing your best, controlling the things that are within your control. Obviously, I think the prep's been on point, and I think that's where is the starting point. So I'm excited. Our guys are excited. Most likely going to be the last game of the season in Lambeau. I think every time you walk in our own stadium, and it's a special place, and you can never take that for granted.
The Pack have won 11 straight against the Bears. Kickoff tomorrow from Lambeau Field set for 12 noon. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. Decent amount of sunshine, though. A high near 17 today. Wind chill values around 10 below. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 3. On Sunday, a high near 18. Wind chills near 0. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature, 4 degrees.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, looking at musical birthdays on Tuesday, the 31st, Andy Summers from The Police celebrated his 82nd birthday. It's Roxanne on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Roxanne from The Police. Drummer Andy Summers celebrates his 82nd birthday back on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, we find Burton Cummings celebrated his 77th birthday. So let's do one with a Guess Who and one on his own here on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s. We'll start it off with No Time on 99.7 Max FM.
Friend. No time for revolving doors. No time for the killing floor. No time for the killing floor. There's no time left for you. No time left for you.
Stand tall.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM and the voice of Burton Cummings. Stand tall and with a guess who? No time before that. Burton celebrated birthday 77 back on Tuesday. Bassist with Aerosmith, Tom Hamilton, celebrated his 73rd birthday on Tuesday. And he co-wrote this one. It's Sweet Emotion with Aerosmith on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s. The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Sweet Emotion. Aerosmith featuring bassist Tom Hamilton, who co-wrote the song. Tom celebrated his 73rd birthday on Tuesday. Little bit of music history this week in 1966. 2 weeks at the number one spot for Simon and Garfunkel and the Sounds of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering of silence.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM and the Sounds of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel, number one this week in 1966, and stayed there for 2 weeks in a row. 7:44, and we lost a member of the musical family this week. Wayne Osmond, one of the original members of the Osmond Brothers, died at the age of 73 on Wednesday, January 1st. He died at University of Utah Hospital, complications from a recent stroke. Wayne was the second oldest member of the original Osmond Brothers singers. So honoring Wayne and the Osmonds, let's do Yo-Yo on 99.7 Max FM.
Girl, it's hot for me to see how you got.
Just Like a Yo-Yo, the Osmonds, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Wayne Osmond passed away on January 1st in Utah after complications from a stroke. So we feature music from the Osmonds this morning. It's 7:47. The Baraboo FFA presents their 6th annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends, coming up Saturday, February 15th from 8 until noon at the Baraboo High School. $7 per person. Dine in or carry out, and proceeds will be going to the Baraboo Community Heroes. So make sure that you put that on your calendar. The Baraboo FFA 6th Annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends, Saturday, February 15th from 8 to noon at the Baraboo High School. Coming up, more of your favorites from the 60s and 70s. And if you'd like to make a suggestion, text lines open, phone lines open, 608-355-9970.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A cold first weekend of January. Decent amount of sunshine, though. A high near 17 today. Wind chill values around 10 below. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 3. On Sunday, a high near 18. Wind chills near 0. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature, 4 degrees.
Time for it.
heading to Yellow River with Christy, 99.7 Max FM. Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 7:54, 5 degrees this morning. We got an update on the news. We'll update the weekend weather for you. Also, coming up, it's Curtis Lee on 99.7 Max FM.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little.
Slow your Mustang down.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The president and first lady are expected to travel to New Orleans Monday to visit the scene of the New Year's truck attack. ABC's Christian Cordero is in New Orleans with the latest on the investigation into that rampage that left 14 dead.
Investigators say that the unexploded IEDs recovered from two coolers in the French Quarter were made with a very rare explosive compound that also contained a remote detonation capability. The FBI now warning every law enforcement agency in the country of potential copycat attacks.
And one copycat concern centers on the funeral services for former President Jimmy Carter. They begin today with a private service in Atlanta. Next week, a national service at the National Cathedral in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend. He's also been ordered